On the road again.
We're still putting together our definitive road trip and list. Road again. Ready for Thursday afternoon. So we've got one more day.
Mm.
All of your tips, please. We're putting together a nice long lace van die goed voor die paas naweek vir ons almal op die pad klim.
Ja, en gister het iemand genoem, hulle is steeds keen om boiled eggs in die kar saam te vat as a road trip snack, and Rob was horrified.
Look, padkos is an important part of any journey. It just is. You need a little biscuits of some kind, something crunchy. I need a tip. Enig iets souterig.
Yeah.
I need a bit of biltong.
Yeah.
There must be beverages. I'm going to stop off close to home and pick up a cup of coffee before we go for sure.
Yeah.
But don't bring a boiled egg or an egg sami into the car, my brew. Now someone in the back gets hungry and nou reik die hele kar se eiers vir die volgende 3 ure.
Yeah. You and I have actually road tripped a few times together.
Yes.
The drive with Rob and Roz, we're driving together. We've been to Anibos, so we've been to Mbombela, and we've also been to the Nedbank Golf Challenge, so net daar op pad Sun City se kant toe. And it was actually such a pleasant experience because I think we both love a snack. So ons het gestop vir biltong, ons het gestop vir by Millie's, onthou jy vir daai cookies, want Millie's, die mense luister hierdie show en hulle het dit gelaat dat ons daar was. We got cookies and we were living our best lives there in the Millie's Deli.
I'm also one of those people, I'm happy to stop often. You know, some people are like, oh no, we got to keep going, let's go, let's go, let's go, we want to get there as fast as possible. I'm like, no, this place looks lekker.
Yeah.
I want to eat whatever they've got over there. Give me some.
You're like a person that part of the fun of getting to your destination is the road trip itself.
Precies.
So, weet for my a wimpy burger.
Oh, my brew.
Like, I know where I'm going to get it from. When on various routes and things that Chris and the kids and I go to, we know where we're going to stop. But it's just a no-brainer. It's a must.
Peak experience.
100%. And it also like goes back to childhood, man. Like, die burgers wat jy geëet het, jy en jou ouers en jou familie op pad was iewers heen, heerlik.
And most importantly, it is not a boiled egg in the car. Dem's the rules. Joe, are you a boiled egg? Tell me you are not one of those people.
No, I'm definitely not a boiled egg in the car sort of person. But I also just remember as a child thinking how far Polokwane used to be. Because my dad used to drive like hella slow. And we used to have like KFC in the car, and then that's the kind of road trip smell for me. And Polokwane used to be about a 4.5 hour drive, so my dad also used to, you know, enjoy the stop and go vibe.
Yeah.
And now I know that Polokwane is only 2 hours away. As a grown man,
things you learned as an adult.
It's amazing how distances change when you get your own driver's license.
Absolutely.
So, what are your road tripping top tips? Favorite things to do? What has to be on the playlist? Do you have car games? What's on your must pack list? The yellow lot. We're putting together the definitive road trip guide ahead of the Easter weekend. Our article will come out tomorrow.